This is shir number one for Daf Pei in Maseches Ksuvos. This is Daf HaShavua. We're on Ayin Testament Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Hamotzi Hotzos al Nichse Ishto. Here we have a case, and we're discussing the rights of the husband who's spending money. There's Nichse Mulug that he has. The Karen belongs to the wife. The peros are his. And he's spending money on the Nichse Mulug. Obviously, he wants to spend money. He wants to invest. And he invests, so hopefully he'll get a profit. So he spends money. Hamotzi Hatzos. He spends the money on the Nechasim of his wife. And then he divorces her. Hotzi Harbe Va'achal Kima. Kima Va'achal Harbe. Whether he spent a lot of money and consumed very little from the Nichse Mulug. Could be, spent a lot of money, but he didn't invest so well. Or Kim of Achal Harbi, or his expenditure was very little, but he ended up consuming a lot. He was able to invest a lot and consumed a lot. Masha Hotzi Hotzi, Masha Achal Achal. That which he spent was spent, that which he consumed, and that's just the way it works. The way Nichse Mulug works is that the husband may be willing to spend a lot of money, and he realizes not getting much of a yield, but maybe in the future he will. So as long as he consumes some of the produce of the Nichse Mulug, even if it's less than what he spent a lot more money, still he doesn't get paid back for any of the expenses. Whatever he spent, that's the end. He loses out on that. That's the way Nichse Mulug works. Sometimes he gains and sometimes he loses. Hotzi v'lo achal. Yishava kama hotzi v'yito. But let's say he spent money and didn't consume anything. So then he can swear how much he spent, or whatever he was motzi on to invest. And for that, v'yito will be able to take compensation for that. So we have to realize this is because he didn't consume anything. Once he consumes a little bit, maybe we'll see how much a little bit is. So then it doesn't matter what he spent, too bad, that money is lost. And he may end up gaining if he ends up spending a little bit and ends up consuming a lot, that could be as well. But if he didn't consume anything and he spent money in order to invest into the Nichse Mulug, then if he swears, we'll see certain cases, maybe he may not have to swear. But here he swears what he spent and he could be compensated for the money that he spent. Since he didn't consume anything, so we can't say, oh, well, what was our argument before? Well, obviously, he was willing to spend the money because he was able to get something out of it. He was able to be ochel a little bit. And maybe he didn't consume that much now, but maybe he will in the future a little bit more. But when he doesn't consume anything, so then there's no way for us to know that in fact, he was spending money in order to profit. He ended up not profiting, not consuming at all. Ask the Gemara the following. When we said that the husband, if he consumes a little bit of the property, so then he can't demand that he's going to be paid back for what he spent. Kama kima, how much is a little? What's considered this minimum amount? And if it's less than this, so then maybe he'd be able to swear and get his money back. Amar Rabbi Yasi, afilu grogeras achas, even one dried fig, that's enough. Then he can't demand to be paid. But that's only if he ate it in a derech kavod, in a way that's considered dignified, in a way that's considered honorable. So what does that mean? So it means that he ate it in a way, he sat down at the table. It wasn't that he was walking around in a way that was not kavod to him, because then eating a dry fig is not going to help. So, but sitting down in a kavod type of way, even one fig is considered kima, and therefore it's considered that he consumed his wife's property, the peros from the Nichse Mulug, and the money that he spent is lost, even if it's a lot more money than that which he was able to consume. So another possibility, though, on to pay him at Aleph, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amri Bei Rav. So Rabbi Abba said, and stating the name of the base medrash of Rav, Afilu Shigra de Tamri. So this would include, you know, it's Kima, even if little as a cake of pressed dates. Top Rashi, Temorim Nidochin Yachad, Kederach Shedorosim Te'enim Yachad, Litros Litros, like certain measure. That we have when you press the figs together, or press dates together, the same way we know we have pressed figs together. Umikri shigre, and that's called shigre. So even consuming this little amount, this measure, he can't demand to be consumed for expenditures that may have exceeded significantly the amount that he consumed. What about if he consumed chufza, which is like a cake of tamwot, but it means that the dates were squeezed out, What's the halacha here? Rashi chufsa detarmi, about 8 or so lines into the thin lines. La'acha she'asu bahen shechar, after you made beer, date beer, v'nishar ha'psoles, and now have the psoles that left the waste, and you made something out of that, a cake out of that, of what was left of the waste after you squeezed the dates. Or inami or nidochen harbe kedei lasos v'hem shechar, maybe where they're pressed a lot in order to make the beer out of them. How much, right? What's the story with that? Is that significant that now he was ochel kima a little bit and he can't be paid for the money he expended? Is that also kima? Gemara says, teku, that were not true. That question stands. Maybe that's not significant enough. Then we said, lo achal. So now, based on the Gemara made the comment, if you ate a derech kavod. So what about lo achal a derech kavod mai? What the halacha be? If he didn't sit down, he was rushing around and didn't eat them in a dignified kind of way. So are you going to tell me that so they are, not dignified, so then he should be able, then he should be paid back? How does that work? So Amar Ula, Pligi Batre Amaroi B'Ma'arova, two Amarom arguing Eretz Yisrael, Chad Amar B'Chi'isar, V'Chad Amar B'Chidinar. What it means is like this. One says he has to consume an amount of food the size of an Isar, and some who say the size of a dinar. And those are significantly different in terms of weight. There are 24 isars in a dinar. So the point that we're making here is that if he consumed this amount, so it's not this not size, but the amount, in other words, the value of an isar, a value consuming produce that's worth an isar, consuming produce, according to the other opinion, that's worth a dinar. Only there do we say that that benefit is considered that he was ochel, he ate something and he can't be paid back, if he ate the food in a rushed type of way where it was not derech kavod. So what we're pointing out is like this. If it was derech kavod, so the even very, very small amount, one fig, as we mentioned, that we mentioned before, are some of the other opinions. But if you didn't eat derech kavod, then what's considered significant now that it's ochel kima? So here we say, it has to be the size, according to one opinion. It has to be rather not the size, the value of an isar. And the other said it has to be the value of a dinar. Amri Dayana de Pumpadisa. So here another halacha about Nechse Malug. So the Dayana de Pumpadisa said like this. And the Gemara says, we assume in Sanhedrin, Rashi says, who is this person? So this person, Dayana de Pumpadisa, Rashi says, Rav Papa bar Shmuel. Parakamit de Sanhedrin. If you look at the previous Rashis, Loachala derech kavod, my bekama havya achil, it's not derech kavod. So Bekisa, Rashi points out, not the size of an Isar, but Shava Isar, the value of an Isar, one opinion, and the other opinion, no, has to be even more than that, a value of a dinar. Less than a dinar, according to second opinion, is not considered chashav at all. So they say, let's compare this Gemara. Ami Dayana de Pumpadisa, the Dayana of Pumpadisa, specifically Rav Papa bar Shmuel, said the following. Avad Rav Yehuda uvda b'chavile zmaros. Rav Yehuda literally did something, and he gave a psak halacha regarding a case where a husband had chavile zmaros from the Nechse Melug, which are bundles of grapevines. They're not grapes, just the vines themselves. And what he did with this is not machal adam, it's machal behema. And he gave it to his animal, and then he divorced his wife. So the question was, that came to Rav Yehuda was, should we consider this like the husband used, consumed some of the property, the nechse melug of his wife, and therefore by feeding some of these chavileh zmuros, the bundles of grapevines, to his animal, and therefore he can't be paid back for the money that he spent, even though maybe he spent a lot more money than he consumed. How do we consider this? What do we consider? If you take a look at Rashi, Aved Rav Yehuda Uvda, says Rashi, about 15 lines into the thin lines, de chashva achila b'chavileh zmuros, Shein machal apilim is considered, meaning he did issue this psak halacha regarding this and considered this what? You can't, this is consuming produce by feeding it to your animal. And guess what? You can't be compensated for the money that you spent, even though you may have spent a lot more money than what you used. And who eats chavilis maros? Shein machal apilim, the elephant seeded. The hechil me'am abal v'hemto. So he fed it to his animal. V'girish his sister. And then he divorced his wife. Amar Masha'achal, too bad. Masha'achal, and what he spent, and that's too bad. Rav Yehuda l'taymei, the Gemara says. The Amar Rav Yehuda will show that Rav Yehuda holds that this type of use, even though it's very minimal, is considered nonetheless using and considered achila, so to speak. Where do we see this? Amar Rav Yehuda, achala orla, shviyas v'kilayim harezo chazaka. We're speaking about the topic of cheskas gemul shanim from the third parak of Bava Basra, where a person makes a chazaka on a piece of land. He claims that someone's claiming that, what are you doing in my land? He says, what do you mean? I've been here for 3 years. You sold it to me. And in fact, I've been using the land for the last 3 years, living here or using it. What's considered using it? So if you're obviously, if a person reaps the crops, so that's considered use of the land. What if, though, you ate, what if it's Orla, though, or Shviyah Shmitir, or Kilayim? So these are not, these aren't things that you're able to eat yourself. So nonetheless, that has the halacha of making a chazaka, according to Rav Yehuda. Take a look at Rashi. Achla lokeach sheshnei Orla. Meaning, during the years of Allah, the 3 years, he's getting hana from not from the fruit, but rather from the bundles. Shapri Asr Bahana during that years. Oshviyashu Efker, Oshazara, so there that's not considered use because it's Hefker for everybody. Oshazara Kilaim Bahaz Moros Lunasu. So you planted his Kilaim. So there's Moros on are permitted. Maybe the grapes are prohibited. Harezu Chazaka, meaning Olin Lolim. If one of the years of the 3 years was where he used it in such a way where he's not really consuming the fruits, but he's feeding the shvius or kilayim, in this case, talking about the zmoros themselves, not food items, feeding to the animal, he establishes the chazaka. So that's true when it comes to chazaka, that's considered consumption of the grapevines, that's considered the use of that utility of the field. So the same thing would be true when it comes to nechse malug, that the use of those grapevines, that's the use of the field, and therefore that's considered achal kima, he consumed a little bit, and that's what he's getting for all the money that he may have spent. He's not going to pay back, no compensation for the money that you spent. He has someone who's spending money on the nechse malug of his wife, but she is a ketana. Take a look at Rashi, ishto ketana, right in the middle of the thin lines. Yisoma, sheisiyasa ima vacheha, meaning it's the father passed away. So this is a marriage to Rabbanon, where this orphan girl is married off by her mother or her brother. Yichol alamayin, and we know she can refuse the marriage. So here you have a case where someone is married to the ketana, and he's spending wife on the nechse malug, and it's possible she may refuse the marriage afterwards. So there's no divorce. She's able to refuse the marriage as if they were never married. So you know what Rav Yaakov said in the name of Rav Chisda regarding such a man who's spending this money? It's kimotzi al nechse acher dami. It's like he spent the money on someone else, on the nechassim of another person, which means even if he did, what was achal kima, it did consume a little bit. If she then is mamai in the marriage, she's mamana, she refuses the marriage, then he's going to be compensated. Take a look at Rashi. Shemotzi al nechse acher. Next Rashi says, v'miyana bo, if indeed she's mamayin, shamin lo shevach sheshbiach. We appraise what he profited that field. V'mil to kemishpat arisei hamedina. And he's going to get paid like a sharecropper. Not obviously the entire profit, but he gets paid for what he did, for money that he spent, for the investment. My time, I asked the Gemara. Why should this be different in such a case? It's not true. We said, achal kima, I thought you don't get paid back because of the barabana takanta kihechi dilo nifsedinu. This is that takanta for her, for the girl. Why is that? So she doesn't end up losing out. Her fields will end up being ruined by the fact that he's not working them. Take a look at Rashi. Avdule Rabbanan hach takanta l'shamin lo ka'aris, that we will appraise and evaluate and assess like he's a sharecropper and paying back for the money he invested. Kihechi dilo nifsedinu shelo yachsef yikalkal harkarkos. What's going to happen? He'll end up consuming whatever's there, and the lands of the girl will end up getting ruined. Shed hover nichse malug, where the Karen is hers. Shedoe, because you know what the husband's afraid of? He's worried. Shema tamain, maybe she'll refuse, and if she'll refuse, I spent all this money for nothing. Vekeven de shaimin onlei kearis. Oh, but now that we appraise him like he's a sharecropper, and he knows he's going to be paid back for money he spent, so sulo mafsid lahu, he's not going to ruin the field. deals and make them get ruined. He'll work them. Neymar, he'll say, Shem alo tamayin. Maybe she won't refuse, and then we'll still be married, and then the investments will be worthwhile. Profit on my part. Vim timayin, if she ends up refusing the marriage, that's okay. Here I told shivchi lefiyamali, I'll end up getting some type of shevach based on the effort that I put in. Whatever share copper gets paid, that's what I'll get paid. Says the Gemara, following story. Ha'itz denaflu lo arba ma'ah zuze bechoza. Bechoza is the name of a place. What happened? She had 400 zuz full as nechse malok to her in a place called Bechozoi. Azil gavra apik shis ma'ah I say arba ma'ah. What happened? The gavra, which is the man, he went. Apik shesma, he took out literally 600, which means he spent 600 zuz, 600 dinar on... as in order to get this money to him, and I see arba ma, meaning to bring the 400. So take a look at Rashi, Choza. So Rashi says, what happened here? Shema kom, v'haya racho kimena. It was very far away from where they were. V'haya mefik alea shis me'ah b'holach asaderech mishelo. Meaning he spent money on travel to try to get this money. You know how much money he spent? He spent 600. We know sometimes this ends up happening. We end up so much money on the travel expenses and to bring back what? 400 zuz? He spent 600 zuz in order to bring back 400 zuz. So he's not so happy. V'hadi deka'asi itzrich lechad zuz. So on his way back, he needed one more zuz to take the bus. He needed one more, and so he took Mishakaminai. So he took one of the zuzim from the nechassim that he had that he brought back. There was 400 there, right? So what he ended up taking, he spent 600 to get it, and now he has the 400 with him. He takes one of the 400 from the that Yerushim that Anichsei Malub. So then, after what happens, obviously all these cases where he's megarish his wife, and now he wants to get paid back for all the money, he ended up spending a lot more money than he got, than he was able to consume. So you'll say, well, he didn't consume anything. Well, he did. Didn't he take one zuz? So that's the issue. Also, the Kami de Rabbi Ami, so the case came in front of Rabbi Ami, Amar Lei, and he said to this man, Masha Hotzi Hotzi, Masha Achal Achal, too bad, whatever you spent, whatever you consume, and therefore we're not going to compensate you. After all, there are 400 zuz of Nechsem Yilog, you'll say he spent 600 zuz to try to get it, but he used one of the zuzim. So based on the Mishnah, he can't be paid back. So Amali Rabban of the Rabbi Ami, Hani Mili, Hecha de Ka'achil, Peira, but Ha Karna Ka'achil. Now, this is not the same thing. Where do we say in the Mishnah that if the husband was Ochel Kima from the Nechsem Yilog, he ends up losing out on compensation? That's where he ate some of the payros. Here, though, he's eating from the keren itself. That one zuz, that's not any of the profits. That, oh, he gained a little bit, and therefore he's eating. That's usually what happens. He consumed some of the payros of that at which he invested, so he consumed a little bit, even though that which, the payros, which that which he produced from his investment was very little, and he spent a lot more money, but that's at least consuming that which was produced from his investment. But here, he's taken from the 400 zuz itself. That's the keren. So therefore, it should be vahotzai. So that zuz, that all that is the husband spending a little bit more money to try to get the Yerusha, try to nechzim alug. This is travel expenses. He's not taking money. He's not consuming money from that which he invested. This is not achal kima. If that's the case, so if he's spending, if this is spending money on one on the property, but he's not consuming anything that produced, so therefore he should be able to be paid back. Im kains, Rabbi Ami says, oh, you know what? Based on that argument, then he's someone who spent money and didn't really consume anything. Yishava kama hotzi. Be told, let him swear, like the second halakha in the Mishnah. Let him swear what he spent, and be told, and should get paid back for that. Because since that zuz was principal, was keren, it wasn't peros, wasn't any profit. So was he allowed to take from the keren? Wasn't allowed to take from the keren. So the answer is, we look at that as if he was borrowing money from the keren, which he has to pay back. So all that did was, he took a zuz, he now has an extra expense, and instead of, what did the trip cost him, what the whole thing cost him? Not 600 zuz, 601 zuz. So now he has to pay back. But don't say that he ends up losing out. He certainly should get paid back for the money that was spent. Hotzi, yishava, kam, kamahotzi v'yito. Now we quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Yishava kamahotzi v'yito. So that was the halacha we just mentioned now. That's halacha from the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, under what circumstances does this apply? He spent money but didn't consume anything. So Am Rabbi Ami, v'hu sheyeh shevach keneged hotza. This is true when the shevach is keneged, and this is a difficult word. The shevach, that which was improved, that which was gained, is keneged, is, I'm not going to say equal, it's not exactly equal. The shevach is keneged, is against, it corresponds to, let's say, the hotzah, the money that he spent. And then he's able to swear, and he's able to be compensated. The problem is we don't really know what this means. It's possible, and Rashi is going to tell you, based on the Gemara, well, let's look at the Gemara's question. For what halacha did Rav Asi say this statement? There are two possibilities. Take a look at Rashi. It's about 8-9 lines before it gets wide. L'may hilchosa kamar. For what halacha did Rabbi Asi say, this halacha of swearing is under what circumstances? When there is a corresponding amount of improvement against the expenses that he paid. Now, we're not exactly sure what that means. V'hu, says Rashi, v'hu shahaya shevach keneged yitziyah la'akule ale. Is it that we want to say that this shevach that corresponds, this improvement in the nechse molug, that corresponds to the money that he invested, the yitziyah that he spent, la'akule ale, and meaning, and we're coming to be makel on him. And say what? Di'i ika shevach tvei lo boi shvua. If there's more shevach than expenses, then he won't, if there's going to be more shevach, then there's not going to be any need for him to take a shvua. Oh, la'achmure ale. Or does this mean that we come to be machmir on him, ulamemar, and say, di'i yitzi is seira? If the expenses are more, lo shokil, all he's going to take is ela kishir shevach. Only the amount of the improvement, the afilu bishvua, lo amrin on yishavah kamahotzi v'yito. So what it means is like this. Rav Asi could be understood in one of two ways. Number one is that what does he mean, where the shevach corresponding to hotzah? So number one is, let's say where the expenses that he put in are not more than the value of that which is improved. So what Rav Asi is coming to tell you, under what circumstances do we say he takes an oath and he gets paid back? So what we're saying is, that if the behushe is shevach keneged otzah, that's where the shevach corresponding to otzah. But where the expenses are not more than the improvement in the shevach, then the husband is going to get the expenses without a shvua. Then that's what it means. It means shevach is keneged hotzah. Yes, that's when he swears with an oath. But if, let's say, the expenses don't exceed the amount of improvement, so you're going to tell me that the expenses are less, there's more improvement, so then to get his expenses, then he's not going to need a shvua at all. The other possibility is, let's say, what does it mean he swears in this circumstances, in the circumstance where the shevach keneged hotzah? Maybe it means like this, where the expenses are more than the value of that which was the shevach, than that which was improved, then he's able to receive, even though he's taking a shvua, he only receives the value of that which he improves. So the Gemara now wants to know which of these possibilities is Rav Asi coming to teach us. This should become more clear in the two possibilities the Gemara offers. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says the following. Shem Haysa Shevach Yaser Al Hotza'ah. If the value of that which was improved, that which he invested in, that which was more than the expenses, so there's more, then no tel es ha'utzah below shvua, then he's able to take the compensation, the expenses, without swearing at all, because the shevach is more than the hotzah. Only when it's equal, when there's equal, or the shevach is less than the hotzah, then he needs to take a shvua. But if there's more shevach than hotzah, and he just wants to be paid for the hotzah, so he doesn't need a shvua. that means that according to Abaye, this is a kula for the husband. If the expenses are not more than the value, so then he gets the expense without taking a shvu at all. That's the way Abaye understood. Amale Rava im Kain, if that's true, that if you spent less than that which it improved, you don't need to take a shvu, because after all, you're asking for less. That which improved is more than what you're asking for, because you spent less and you just, so then you don't need a shvu. So then what is going to happen? Asi la arume. So then you could do harama. You could be, pull a trick. You could be deceitful. How so? By saying that, a person can claim the following. Let's say he spends less than the value that needs. Let's say he spent less than the value of the following. Meaning what he could say is, you know, I spent a certain amount of money. Now, it could be he spent, let's say, $1,000. But let's say the improvement, let's say it was $2,000. So he may say, you know, I spent $1,800. I should get $1,800. Now, if you're telling me he doesn't need a shvua, so then he can argue I spent $1,800 and he's going to pay $1,800. It's less than what the improvement, which is $2,000. But he ended up only that spending $1,000. So anyone could pull a trick like that. So that's what Rava argues. So El Amar Rava, no, the other way. Shem Haisa Hotsa Yiser Al Hashevach. No, so therefore it's the other way. It's a chumrah on the husband. And it means that if the expenses, if the expenses were more than the shevach, so then he's going to be compensated for the expenses only up to the amount of that which was improved, uvishua, and that he can only get through a shvua. According to Rav, Rav Asi is coming to be machmir for the husband, and it means that if that which he the expenditure is more than the value of the improvement, so that he's not going to be compensated for all of the expenses, only the amount up until the improvement, and that's true despite the fact that he takes shvua. He still can't get over his expenses. And therefore, what? He has to swear that that which he has spent is not less than the value of the improvement, and that's what he's going to get. But that's only through a shvua. This represents a chumrah.